Welcome to Ink in Your Veins. I'm your host, Rachel Herron. In this podcast, I talk to authors about the best things they've learned about writing so we can try those things too. I'll keep each episode short so you can get back to writing. Well, hello, writers. Welcome to episode number 430 of Ink in Your Veins. I'm Rachel Herron. So happy to be here today with Toby Neal. We talk about a million awesome things about getting unstuck, and her journey has really paralleled mine, and it's so fun to talk to her. So stick around for that. That is coming up. What has been going on around here? Well, holy crap, we hit the second stretch goal. I wasn't even watching. I mean, I let myself look every day or so. I try not to look more than that because, as I have mentioned on here before, it stresses me out. Good things stress me out sometimes even more than bad things. It's strange with a nervous system like mine. But when I looked last night, because Lala asked me how it was going, I looked and we had hit $15,000. And at that stretch goal, not only are we going to do the family portrait of me and Lala and Jude Bug, but now there's going to be a bonus epilogue written for this book. And I was honestly, 1 second ago, I was editing the audio, which does take a while, which I really enjoy doing. As I mentioned last week when I dropped the chapter 3 in Audible, in audio, I enjoy it so much. It is something I'm so proud to do. And while I was editing today, I thought, oh my gosh, not only am I going to have to write this new chapter for the book, but I'm going to have to get it edited and copy edited and proofed and then go to the library, record another chapter to put it into the book, which is cool. And that's why stretch goals are stretch goals. They are no joke. They are doing more work and they benefit everyone who supports the Kickstarter. So I'm just so stoked about that. That will be happening. And I don't know what I'm going to write about yet. I do have a couple of ideas. If anybody has any ideas that they want to shoot over at me, I always love and accept and take ideas. But that's very cool. There are 7 days left. 7 days of this splashing out campaign promoting the Patreon. Honestly, I have been fantastic at promoting here on the podcast. And you all have been fantastic about listening and supporting. And I've gotten the best, most wonderful emails. If you've sent an email, I promise I will respond. I'm just a little bit behind right now. But I haven't been as good at promoting as I should be in my email newsletters and on social media, because that is hard. That is harder. So in these last 7 days, I'm going to be focusing on doing that. And by that, I mean just pulling up my big girl pants and doing it, pushing it out there. I can't remember who I was talking to, but it was on the show, I believe. And we were saying there's no chance that when we promote something, when we put something out on all of our social media channels, there's no chance that someone will see it everywhere. They will not read the newsletter. They will not see it on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn or wherever you're putting your things. You're not going to spam or bore people. And if you do, honestly, that's fine. When I'm seeing myself, when I'm seeing a Kickstarter being promoted by somebody that I like and believe in and want to support, I get happy when I see those every time flash across my social media. And I think, good job. Good for them. I hope they're doing great. So that is what I will continue to choose to believe as I continue to put myself out there. Oh, goodness. It's such a good problem to have. So anyway, thank you for being here for these extra awesome episodes. I just love that we are talking about being unstuck. And for the one person who is listening who hasn't listened to any other show right now, I am talking about my Kickstarter, which is rachelherron.com/unstuck, or just Google Rachel Herron and unstuck, and it will pop right up. And this is the memoir I wrote about leaving the United States and moving around the world to start a brand new life in search of greater happiness and a greater sense of home, both of which I did. Oh my gosh, as I said that, y'all, I'm looking in the backyard where it's one of the happiest views I've ever had. It's this lush greenness of our backyard and the laundry line. I'm passionate about the laundry line and my laundry is drying out there. And as I spoke, the sun came out. It's been kind of gloomy today. And as I spoke, the sun just broke through the clouds and streamed down into the green and onto the laundry. And that just made me really happy. So thank you for being here. Please enjoy this awesome chat with Toby. And I'm so happy that you're all here. Well, I could not be more pleased to welcome you to the show. Will you please share your name and pronouns with us?
Hi there. I'm Toby Neal. I am a healer. I'm here to join the rah-rah for Rachel's new book.
So glad you're here, Toby. A little tiny bio for you. Award-winning USA Today best-selling social worker turned crime novelist, Toby Neal grew up on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. Neal is a mental health therapist, a career that has informed the depth and complexity of the characters in her stories, and she also writes romance under Toby Jane. Toby's memoir, Freckled, a memoir of growing up wild in Hawaii, has been widely praised, with Kirkus calling it an affecting and riveting chronicle in a Hawaii long lost. She writes memoirs under T.W. Neal. Hi, Toby. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
Yes. Yes. And it's great to see your face.
Oh, thank you. I am so happy to talk with you about this particular subject, which is currently very near and dear to my heart. I wrote Unstuck about moving around the world, about waking up one day and looking down and finding out that you are exactly where you wanted to be and you don't like it anymore. Like something's got to change. Something's got to move, and feeling stuck. And what do you do? So you, I know, have reinvented yourself multiple times. Will you tell us about a particular time where you were really stuck, and what did you do?
Well, interestingly, your Unstuck was happening at the same time as our Unstuck. Yes. And we were stuck in the Santa Rosa area and had been through multiple natural disasters since 2017 when we moved there. And right around when you were making your decision, we were making our decision. We needed to get out of there and go somewhere different. We are now on the coast of Oregon. So I love it. And I'm moving into bi-coastal living starting this winter, where I'll be going to Hawaii from the months of January through March, when it's not so great on the coast of Oregon.
Yes.
So anytime you need to, you can get unstuck. Let's not lie though. It's a tremendous amount of work, and it's scary and uncomfortable and all of the things that you talk about so transparently and accurately in your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Let me ask you about that time. What was it, if you don't mind sharing any of these details, what was it that was keeping you there, and what were you scared of in moving, in jumping?
For us, the driver was climate change. So we were in a part of California that was just particularly vulnerable to natural catastrophe. We were evacuated for fire or flood. So we were on the Russian River up to three times a year. And each time I thought we could lose our house, we could lose everything. The things keeping us there, the things that brought us there, were family and friends. You know, as you said, it's the reasons that we live in a place that doesn't fit us. You know, often they can creep up on you. And we went there to care for my mother-in-law. And after she passed, then our daughter started having children and our grandkids were there. You know, like, things can morph, and these things can also keep you in a place that isn't a fit, you know? So a lot of people have to make that tough choice. Unfortunately, you know, now we're 300 miles further away from family. And that is, you know, the price of our move. And I know you explore that too.
Yeah, but I love having this conversation, because there is this, and tell me if you agree, but there are these rules and strictures and boundaries that go up around us as we just grow into where we are. And it is accepted that if you've made a decision, like being close to family to care for them, then it's also accepted that you won't leave. And when we actually say, oh no, it would be okay if I did, it's going to be hard, et cetera, but it would be okay if I did, that kind of blows other people's minds. And for me, I don't know about you, but it blew my own mind. For the first
Yes.
year or two that we lived here, I just kept saying, what have we done? What have we done? Do we really live
Right.
here? Not in a bad way.
Right.
I didn't want to go back, but there was this fear that would just pounce on me out of nowhere. Like, have we really done this? Do you go through that?
Probably not, because we designed our move around being close to an airport,
Oh, perfect.
and I do all my travel out of San Francisco. So I hop from North Bend to San Francisco, probably about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh,
And over
wow.
the last 2 years, I fly to Hawaii. I fly different places for my work, and I end up getting to see the children by, organizing it around the airport that they're near. And so I spent a day on each end of my trips and stuff. So I have been able to sort of have my cake and eat it too, I have to say.
Awesome. I was just talking to Becca Syme about this exact same thing that she was going through at about the exact same time that we were. And she was saying that she believes that the time she spends with her family now is higher quality because
Yes.
it's not
Yes.
every 3 days. You have to consider it and you really can relish it.
That's exactly right. And my granddaughters are, which you didn't know I even had granddaughters, and now I have two. They are
I think I
two
knew
and
about
three
I knew
years
the one
old.
that was coming.
Yeah.
Oh
They're two
my
and 3 years old
gosh.
now, and they're growing so fast. And I really make it a priority to try to see them within every couple of months, because they're changing so quickly. And I know that's not going to last forever either. And it's looking like they're the only grandkids we're going to have. So I savor it. That's exactly right. I savor it. And I plan kind of all of my travel around going out of San Francisco so I could see them each time. They live right in the city. So, yeah.
That is so smart. What is, besides that, which is pretty obvious, but besides that, what is your favorite part of this period of getting unstuck?
Well, that the move is over and that we're settled in our new house. So we bought a fixer
Oh.
and we needed to remodel it. And for almost a year, like you, I was living out of a suitcase with no fixed address and no
It's
home.
so hard, isn't it? It's harder than it sounds.
Okay. I thought, and I was basically couch surfing with family and friends. And sometimes I would, get a little Airbnb. And my husband was up here in Oregon working on the house, and there was nowhere for me to live. So it was a rough year. That was
Yeah.
2022. No, 2021. The whole
Yeah.
year of 2021 was this weird amorphous time. But we are settled now, and you are too. I've been
Yes.
following,
It feels so
and
good, right?
it's almost like starting to be, I'll never look back and go, yay, 2021 was an awesome year. I was more like, yay, we survived.
And
Made it
you're
through.
Here, and I could just see the brightness and see this huge smile on your face as you're talking about that you're settled, you're home, and you're still an adventurer and a wanderer, and you'll always be out there on the road going places. But
That's right.
that is so exciting. I'm so glad that
Yeah.
you told us about this. Speaking of things to tell listeners about, will you tell us where we can find you and what we should look for right now?
Yeah, you can check out two of my mysteries as free first in series. One is called Blood Orchids. It's a classic crime novel set on the Big Island of Hawaii. The other is called Wired Rogue, and it's set at a yoga retreat that goes badly wrong in also on the Big Island of Hawaii. And both of those are free on any retailer. And you can start there and see if you like the flavor.
And memoir readers, you will want to go check out Freckled too. That is not free and it's wonderful. So thank you for being
Yeah.
here, Toby. I
Thank
really
you.
appreciate you. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Ink in Your Veins. You can reach me at my website, rachelherron.com, and you can also support me at patreon.com/Rachel, RACHAEL, where I have all sorts of great stuff for writers for as little as a buck a month. And do sign up for my free writer's email list of encouragement at rachelherron.com/write. Now, get to writing, my friends.